Moaning Myrtle was crying, if possible, louder and harder than ever before. She seemed to be hiding down her usual toilet. It was dark in the bathroom because the candles had been extinguished in the great rush of water that had left both walls and floor soaking wet. "What's up, Myrtle?" said Harry.
"Who's that?" glugged Myrtle miserably. "Come to throw something else at me."
Harry waded across to her stall and said, "Why would I throw something at you?"
"Don't ask me,"
Myrtle shouted, emerging with a wave of yet more water which splashed onto the already sopping floor.
"Here I am, minding my own business, and someone thinks it's funny to throw a book at me."
"But it can't hurt you if someone throws something at you," said Harry reasonably. "I mean, it'd just go right through you, wouldn't it?" He has said the wrong thing. Myrtle puffed herself up and shrieked,
"Let's all throw books at Myrtle, because she can't feel it. 10 points if you can get it through her stomach. 50 points if it goes through her head. Well, what a lovely game, I don't think."
"Who threw it at you anyway?" asked Harry.
"I don't know. I was just sitting in the yew bend, thinking about death, and it fell right through the top of my head,"
said Myrtle, glaring at them.
"It's over there. It got washed out."
Harry and Ron looked under the sink where Myrtle was pointing. A small, thin book lay there. It had a shabby black cover and was as wet as everything else in the bathroom. Harry stepped forward to pick it up, but Ron suddenly flung out an arm to hold him back. "What?" said Harry. "Are you crazy?" said Ron. "It could be dangerous." "Dangerous?" said Harry, laughing. "Come off it. How could it be dangerous?" "You'd be surprised," said Ron, who was looking apprehensively at the book. "Some of the books the Ministry's confiscated, Dad's told me, there was one that burned your eyes out, and everyone who read Sonnets of a Sorcerer spoke in limericks for the rest of their lives, and some old witch in Bath had a book that you could never stop reading. You just had to wander around with your nose in it, trying to do everything one-handed, and..." "All right, I've got the point," said Harry. The little book lay on the floor, nondescript and soggy. "Well, we won't find out unless we look at it," he said, and he ducked around Ron and picked it up off the floor. Harry saw at once that it was a diary, and the faded year on the cover told him it was 50 years old. He opened it eagerly. On the first page, he could just make out the name T.M. Riddle in smudged ink. "Hang on," said Ron, who had approached cautiously and was looking over Harry's shoulder. "I know that name. T.M. Riddle. Got an award for special services to the school 50 years ago." "How on earth do you know that?" said Harry in amazement. "Because Filch made me polish his shield about 50 times in detention," said Ron resentfully. "That was the one I burped slugs all over. If you'd wiped slime off a name for an hour, you'd remember it too." Harry peeled the wet pages apart. They were completely blank. There wasn't the faintest trace of writing on any of them, not even Auntie Mabel's birthday or dentist, 3:30. "He never wrote in it," said Harry, disappointed. "I wonder why someone wanted to flush it away," said Ron curiously. Harry turned to the back cover of the book and saw the printed name of a variety store on Vauxhall Road, London. "He must have been Muggleborn," said Harry thoughtfully, "to have bought a diary from Vauxhall Road." "Well, it's not much use to you," said Ron. He dropped his voice. 50 points if you can get it through Myrtle's nose." Harry, however, pocketed it.